Howdy, I'm T-Bug Man Dingus, and I'm the Republican candidate to become the next sheriff of Dust Bowl Springs, Sinai County, Alabama. Are you sick and tired of welfare cheats, Medicaid scroungers burglarizing your home? So am I, and that's why, if you elect me, T-Bug Man Dingus, I personally guarantee to string these bastards up by their balls and skin them alive on the courthouse lawn. I'm a straight-talking man. Comes from my time in the United States Marine Corps. When I was fighting gooks in Vietnam, I didn't have the time nor the inclination to go through all the legal niceties when I caught me one of these little yellow sumbitches. I just introduced myself, T-Bub Mandingus, strung him up by his balls, and then skinned him alive. I'm a family man. I believe in Christian family values. That's why, if you vote for me, T-Bub Mandingus, I'll put family first. Property first, the right for every citizen to bear arms first, and the no-good Bill of Rights in its place. And that's strung up by its balls on the courthouse lawn, or my name ain't T-Bub Mandingus. Y'all vote for common sense on September the 23rd. Vote for me, T-Bub Mandingus. Y'all take care now.
Sponsored by the Friends of T-Bub Mandingus.
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Watch With Mothers podcast. Is it 50?
It's number 50!
Hooray! Hey! What anniversary is that then?
It's the anniversary of D-Day!
Hooray!
Hey! The day we, me and you, stormed the beaches of Normandy. Do you remember?
I do remember. You wet yourself, didn't you?
No, you did that. I was incredibly heroic. I took on the Germans. You were hiding behind one of those crossings, like off of Saving Private Ryan. Do you remember that?
That's your only reference to the entire event, isn't it?
No. I've seen lots of things about D-Day. I've read a book on D-Day. Do you know what it's called?
What, D-Day?
D-Day.
Is it called D-Day?
It's called D-Day, yes. So, therefore, of the two of us, I am the foremost expert on D-Day. Ask me anything about D-Day. Go on.
How many litres of urine did you produce when you wet yourself at D-Day?
I didn't wet myself on D-Day. That's not a fair question.
50 years. Is that ruby? Is it diamond? What is it?
I think it might be ruby.
So today is our Ruby Thursday.
It's our rubieth anniversary. Hey!
Well, it's been great. I've enjoyed it so far. And here's to many, many more weeks of podcasting.
Would you like a glass of champagne?
Yes, please.
Can you say no?
Actually, I don't drink. Let's leave that and get on with the podcast.
Lovely. So, do you want to do your introduction again now?
Do you think I need to?
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the 50th podcast from Watch With Mothers. Something like that.
Thank you very much. So what's the podcast about today, then?
Is this a bit where I say, here's me?
Here's me, sitting on the loo, here's me, having a poo, here's me, squatting on my throne, I only have the wife who'll leave me alone. Here's me, lost in concentration, here's me, with the mold constipation, here's me, I finally found my station, I feel like I'm shitting for the whole British nation. Here's me, reading's changing my, here's me, I'm letting out a fire, here's me, straining on my heart, what I'm doing on the toilet is a work of art. Here's me, shitting for my life, here's me, supporting the wife, this shit, it's cutting like a knife, but when it's out, it's worth all the pain and strife. Here's me, I'm wiping my bum, here's me, with the pages from the sun, here's me, hope will soon be done. The sharpened paper corners are not a lot of fun. Here's me. Time to say goodbye. Here's me. Grabbing life back in my thighs. Here's me. I really can't get nice. But classic thought of mine is water to my eyes.
There's him. He's just at the rocks. There's him. A shitty shit of his bum. There's him. He's stuck to his guns. Neglect to take his course, even though he had the run. There's him. A classic butcher shitter, there's him. A classic toilet sitter, there's him. He's not even bitter, but his arse is cut in half by a case of the squitters. There's him. With a true butchy grit, there's him. A man who's done a shit, that's him. Oh, he's done his bit. He's an artist in his medium. He's doing a shit.
Well, I think we can all agree that this plucky young Englishman has exceeded all our expectations. He disappeared into the water closet at 5:30 to do his bit for Britain and didn't come out again until the job was done. It's only fitting that the nation that invented toilet paper should produce a champion of this calibre, and I for one would like to congratulate him for his sterling contribution to the science of loosening one's bowels. When we consider the mountain he had to climb, and the fact the odds were not stacked in his favour, it's extraordinary that he completed his mission in a mere 73 days. But completed he did, and for that, he has the gratitude of the entire nation.
Listeners, that was a little anniversary treat from we to you, just to prove that we still love you. We've been away a while, but we're back.
Yes, thanks a lot to Nick Tan for singing that song. So lovely. I think he did a lovely job there.
He did a perfect job. It's nice when he sticks to the job in hand and stops trying to invent new schemes, new madcap
exactly.
schemes.
Exactly. He stops fanning around, sending you 400 emails a day with, like you say, madcap schemes. And just does his job, does as he's told. So thanks a lot, Nick, for doing as you're told for once.
Nick Tan, the big fat music man. Stick to music, because you're good at it.
Exactly, and nothing else. Thanks very much.
Right, so what are we doing today, then?
Today, on our 50th anniversary podcast, my friend, we are doing Jeopardy!
What, are you going to put me in some jeopardising situations? Is that
no,
the plan?
No, I'm not going to put you in peril. Don't worry about that. I'm going to give you the opportunity to win a large amount of money.
So this is the game show Jeopardy.
This is the game show Jeopardy from off of America, where everything's bigger and better. It's actually known as the greatest game show on earth is Jeopardy.
What, to the Americans?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I think outside of America, I think we all know that it's every second counts with Paul Daniels.
Well, that really wipes me out.
That wipes me out, my friend. Do you want to know a bit of background about Jeopardy?
Well, I could look on Wikipedia for myself, but if you've got it to hand...
I've got it. Well, exactly. I looked earlier. So here we go. Created by Merv Griffin in 1964, it was originally a daytime show that ran on the NBC network, that's in America, from 1964 to 1975. It concurrently ran as a syndicated weekly version from 1974 to 1975, and again from 1978 to 1979. All these versions were hosted by Art Fleming, who remained shrouded in mystery.
Why did he remain shrouded in mystery?
He remained shrouded in mystery. The show was then revived in 1984 with Alex Trebek as the host and has aired ever since. It's been on since 1984 continuously. Can you imagine that?
That's quite a good innings. That's what, 25 years?
Well, hold on. What are we in? 2010?
That's right, yes.
Okay, so I mean, if we take 1,984 of 2010, hold on, Rob. Well, I've got a naught at the top there. Four. Hold up. Wait a minute. Naught. I'll get up. Get rid of that. So four off the 10. You see.
Four off which 10?
Four off the. Just bear with me here a minute.
Four off 1984 is 1980.
No. Wait a minute. Four off the 10. That gives you 6. Now I have to go. Get rid of the 2, I'll carry that over to 10. I'll have to cross that out, give that a 9. So that's now on a 10. That's 2. 9 off 9, that's 0. 1 off what? Right, so it was 26 years.
Well, that's a good innings for any game show.
Is that right?
Probably. Now, the thing that gets me about Jeopardy, I've only ever seen it in American films, and it seems to me that they've got it all upside down.
What do you mean they've got it all upside down? Oh, I know what you mean. The fact that you're given the answer and you have to come up with a question.
Yeah, and it doesn't make any sense. Why would you do things that way?
Well, that is the whole point of the show. I mean, if you are, it's probably one of the most basic game shows there is. It literally is the case. I mean, we will be playing a truncated version of the show today because it does go on a bit. But yeah, the case is you're given the answers. You say, so for instance, if I was to say to you, it's a big thingamabob, your answer would be,
what is big thingamabob?
Yeah, something along those lines, you see. So, I mean, you've already got it. You're in the swing, as it were.
Well, before I go and get Clive out of the walk-in wardrobe, could you give me a proper example so I can let him know?
Well, if, say, you were doing the $400 question, yes, for instance?
Right.
And your category was...
What is £200?
Wait a minute. Your category was chicken and chips.
Right.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, yeah.
Okay, and my answer would be, it's served in a basket in a pub.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does, because your answer would be, what's chicken and chips?
So I give the answer first, what's chicken and chips, and then you
no,
say...
No, I give the answer, no, I give you the answer, and then you give me the question. This is very simple. I can explain this when Alex Trebek, who is a special guest on the show today, comes out and explains the rules to you.
Well,
Clive.
Yeah, I'll go and get Clive from the walk-in wardrobe. You go and get Alex Trevelyan or whatever his name is.
Not Alex Trevelyan, he was the Bond villain in GoldenEye.
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chanders. It's watch with mothers.
Well, I'll leave it to you to
Okay, right, well, yes, so we're about to play Jeopardy, so if you'd all like to settle down, the audience points, Clive, you ready?
I'm ready, yes.
And we'll tell you to remember where you are now, Clive. Remember that you're in America.
Remember
you're a British man, you know, you're on holiday, so now you remember the country on Jeopardy. Ladies and gentlemen, please. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 9 o'clock and it's time for Jeopardy. Please welcome your host.
What was his name?
Alex Trevelyan.
Alex Trevelyan. What this is, and who are you, you little son bitch?
My name's Clive, hello Alex.
Hey, that's a strange and funny accent you got there. Clive, are you from Australia?
No, I'm from
England. In London,
England?
London, England?
It's in England, yes.
Have you been to London, England?
Yes, I've been there.
I've been to London, England, Clive. It's a wonderful country.
It's not a country.
It's a wonderful country. I like the Queen. I like Prince Charles. I like Princess Diana. And I like the other one.
Princess Diana's dead, Alex.
Princess Diana. Okay. Yeah, you know, Jeopardy, do you, Clive?
I'm not so
sure. Okay, you get three categories. Clive, series of you, it's usually six, but you're getting three. You've got, you pick a question, yeah, which is actually an answer, and then I give you the answer, and you can either have $200, $400, $600, $800, or $1,000. That's in each category. So if you imagine you go to three categories, Clive, each one with 200, 200, 200, 400, 400, 400, etc. Do you see?
I'm not really following, no.
Shall I give you your categories, Clive?
Hang on, you asked me an answer.
Right, hold on a sec, right. Imagine, yeah, imagine you've got a grid here.
Like,
Clive, you're right. One, two, three, that's your category. So you've got three categories up the top, yeah?
Yep.
Descending off of the arse of each category, imagine, are the scores £200, well, dollars, $400, $600, $800 and $1,000. So that's on each one, yeah? Off of each one of these categories of arses, yeah?
Yep.
Are you with me? So, right. Yep. Alex, over to you. Okay, buddy. Your categories are EastEnders, cheese hybrids, and Frankenstein foods.
I'll go for cheese hybrids, please.
For what? How much money?
$300.
No, you got $200, $400, $600, $800, $1,000.
$1,000.
You're going for the big one, Clive.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, her daddy owns a string of hotels and she has all blue veins running through her boobs.
Stilton Hilton.
Who is? You've got to do who is. I've given you the answer. Sorry, I gave you the answer, Clive. Now you've got to give me the question. You see?
What woman is Stilton Hilton?
Who is Paris Stilton? So you got that wrong, Clive, so you don't
No,
get...
I got it. That's right, no, surely.
You said Stilton Hilton.
Yeah, Paris Stilton Hilton.
You didn't say who is Paris Stilton.
I think you should give me that one, but...
Well, I didn't give you that, so you don't get that. So your next one, please, Clive.
Cheese hybrids again.
For how much, Clive?
$400.
$400. You wouldn't want to eat this cheese after it's come off of a dog's ass.
What is dog cheese?
Oh, I'm sorry, Clive. It's what is cheesies? Like feces?
So that doesn't work.
Cheese. It does work. Cheese plus feces. Cheesies. What's your next one, Clive?
What are the other options? Other categories?
You're in a category. EastEnders, cheese hybrids, or Frankenstein foods?
Let's go EastEnders.
EastEnders. For how much, Clive?
$10,000.
$1,000. Okay, Clive. You wouldn't want to get on the wrong side of this, acid-tongued landlady.
It's nothing to do with cheese, no?
No, that's cheese hybrids.
Who is Peggy Mitchell?
Oh, it's who is Betty Lynch. That's what it says on the card, Clive. I'm sorry about that.
From Coronation Street.
What?
Betty Lynch from Coronation Street.
What's Coronation Street, Clive? Is that a street in London, England?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, what's your next category and thingy, Clive?
So we've had EastEnders, cheese hybrids. What's the other one?
Frankenstein foods.
Frankenstein foods, please.
For how much, Clive?
$200, please.
Oh, you got a low, Clive. Okay. This French dressing is used to protect wounds.
This French dressing?
$200, Clive.
What was the category called again?
Frankenstein foods.
This French dressing is used to fix injuries, was it?
To protect wounds, Clive. I have to hurry you, Clive.
Frankenstein foods.
Frankenstein foods. This French dressing is used to protect wounds. Do you see?
Salad ointment cream.
Oh, it's mayonnaise bandage.
A mayonnaise bandage.
Mayonnaise bandage, Clive, all right? I don't make the rules.
I'm not all right, actually.
Right, hey, Clive, what's your next one?
Are they the only three categories?
EastEnders, cheese hybrids, or Frankenstein foods?
Let's go cheese hybrids.
Cheese
again.
Hybrids, for how much, Clive?
$800.
$800. It's, hold on. It's a whole heap, a stringy Italian cheese.
It's a whole heap of stringy Italian cheese.
That's right, Clive.
Um, I don't know, actually.
It's Lotsarella. Clive?
I don't really know what to say. I didn't get that then.
No. So far, Clive, your score is zero.
Okay, and you expect a reaction from me, do you?
Yes, Clive. Could I have your next category, please?
EastEnders.
For how much, Clive?
$400, please.
$400. Ooh, you wouldn't want to be a. You wouldn't want to be a German taxi driver around this dirty fella.
Who is Leslie Grantham's?
Who is Dirty Dan?
Same thing, really, isn't it?
I'll give you that, I suppose. 400. What's that? 400 you've got?
Yeah.
Yeah, $400, Clive. You're off and running. Okay, your final category thing, question, Clive, for this part of the quiz.
Cheese hybrids.
Cheese hybrids. You're going for cheese hybrids. You're going for cheese hybrids again, eh, Clive? Okay. I've not crossed.
600.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I've not crossed Lotsarella out. 600.
Yes, please.
What Hollywood actress Demi Moore would have if her tits were made from cheese?
What is incheesant proposal?
Incheesant proposal?
What is incheesant proposal?
Incheesant proposal. What Demi Moore would have if her tits were made from cheese? Incheesant proposal.
It's cheese eye Jane.
It's chits. What is chits?
Well, how's that work?
We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, buddy, what you eating there?
What, this? Why, it's a John Hancock hot dog.
John Hancock hot dog, you say? Is that some kind of cuck-to-meme French food stuff from those limey bastards in Germany?
Why, no, buddy. It's as American as freedom.
Don't say. Well, why don't you just hand me one of these damn hot dogs, champ?
Sure thing, buddy. So, how's it taste?
Like Lady Liberty's sweet, sweet pussy, good buddy.
John Hancock hot dogs. The all-American taste of freedom from off of America.
So what the fuck's a mayonnaise bandage, Alex?
Hello, welcome back to Jeopardy! With me, your host, Alex Trebek! Oh no, that's the wrong noise. Shh.
I'll put that
Clive,
in.
What?
I'll put in the audience, don't worry.
Oh right, okay, fair enough. Right, Clive, you're halfway through your first round of Jeopardy. So far you've got $400, which isn't too bad. You've got you've used up most of your cheese hybrids category. You've still got quite a few left in Frankenstein Foods and in EastEnders. So I'm not doing it as an American. Sorry, I forgot. So Clive, would you like to pick your next category, please?
Let's go for the bogus mayonnaise bandage category, please.
Mayonnaise bandage. There's no question. Oh no, there wasn't. That was an answer, Clive. What would you like?
Frankenstein food at $400, please.
It comes off a chicken's ass, a pig's back, and a hive.
It can't come off all those things, can it?
It comes off a chicken's ass, a pig's back, and a hive.
What is animal produce?
Ooh, it's what is eggs, bacon, and bees.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah, shall I pick my next one, shall I?
Yeah, go on.
Let's go for Frankenstein Foods again.
Wait a minute, I've got lost here. Oh, yeah, right, I see. Frankenstein, what are you doing? Right, what are you doing, Clive?
600, please.
600, okay. He's a vegetarian, James Brown.
He's the vegetarian, James Brown.
That's right, Clive.
He's the vegetarian James Brown. James Green? Who is James Green?
Oh, it's who is the mung bean sex machine?
Right.
So you didn't get that one.
I didn't, did I?
Oh no, I've crossed out the wrong one. Right, okay. You've got, what do you want now? You've got EastEnders for 200, EastEnders for 600, EastEnders for 800, or Frankenstein Foods for... Frankenstein Foods for 600 or 1,000, or you've got one cheese hybrid left.
I'll have the last cheese hybrid, please.
It's cheese, but in space.
Space cheese. What is space cheese?
No, what is spees?
Right, okay.
What is spees? You know, that was the whole point of the cheese hybrid round. There were hybrids of cheese. So space cheese is spees. Shit cheese is cheesies. Tits made from cheese is chits. Lots of Italian cheese is lozzarella. And that woman is Paris Stilton.
But that's not a hybrid, is it? That's just replacing her word with her surname with a word that sounds like her surname.
They're hybrids.
It's Paris Stilton Hilton.
You've wasted that category. You've got two categories left. You've got EastEnders and you've got bloody Frankenstein Foods. What do you want?
EastEnders, please.
EastEnders for how much?
However much is left.
Right, 200. If he was a snooker ball, he'd be pink. Oh, sorry. If he was a snooker ball, he'd be pink.
Who is Phil Mitchell?
Who is Phil Mitchell? Hey, you got 200 there, Clive.
That's not bad, is it?
You see, so you're up to $600 at the minute. Let me have that up. Yep, 600. Right. You're on a roll. Okay. What do you want now? Do you want Frankenstein Foods or EastEnders?
Frankenstein Foods, please. Can you keep your accent, please?
Sorry, Clive. For how much? You've got $600 or $1,000?
$1,000.
You've got $800. You've got $800 or $1,000?
$800, please.
It's a drunken Northern Englishman's favourite dish.
Is this Frankenstein food or EastEnders?
Frankenstein Foods.
It's a drunken northerner's favourite dish.
Yes.
What?
Yee-haw!
What is scouse?
Oh, it's what is Yorkshire pudding and brandy.
I don't even get that.
So you didn't get the what was that 800? Yeah, you didn't get that. Okay, nope. Clive, you got $200 in EastEnders and $800 in EastEnders, or you got $1,000 in the other one?
$1,000 in Frankenstein food, please.
Okay, a Welshman's foul meal. Now try working this out, Clive.
Chicken foul. Rarebit. What is chicken rarebit?
Oh, it's what is Tom Jones's egg dinner?
What's an egg dinner?
Well, it's a dinner with egg in it, isn't it?
Yeah, but you don't ever use the phrase egg dinner, do you?
Well, you are if you're having an egg dinner.
Maybe they do in Wales, I don't know.
Okay, you've got two questions left. Clive.
Yep.
EastEnders. I've crossed out the wrong one, hang on. Here we go. His moustache was a big mistake.
Who is Ian Beale?
You've done it, Clark. You got that right. So that's $600.
You've got that wrong, haven't you? Because that's not actually a question and answer. Who is Ian Beale? What is Ian Beale? And then the answer, his moustache was a big mistake. That doesn't make sense.
Would you like your final question?
I'd like you to write the questions properly next time, but yeah, go on.
This miserable baggage got hers off of an embolism.
Miserable baggage in EastEnders got hers off of an embolism.
And I'll have you know, it's writing answers, not questions. I've been writing answers. You're the one that's supposed to be supplying me with questions, not that you supplied me with hardly bloody any.
Yeah, but if I was to ask you, who is Ian Beale, you wouldn't reply, his moustache was a big mistake. Would you?
Are you going to answer the question with an
Doc
answer?
Cotton? Who is Doc Cotton?
No, it's Pauline. When did Doc Cotton have an embolism?
I don't know, I was confused. You threw me.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Say, Pop, what's that?
It's an American bald eagle, Jimmy, symbol of our land.
But why is it lying on its back with its mouth open, Pop?
Because it's dead, Jimmy.
Dead?
That's right, Jimmy. Its neck's been snapped clean in half.
But, Poppy, who would do such a thing?
President Obama, Jimmy. President Barack Obama.
Sponsored by the Republican Party of America.
Okay, Clive, we're back. We're now on to Double Jeopardy. Do you know how to play that?
No.
It's the same as last time, but all the money's doubled.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, so in your line of things, you got $400, $800, $1,200, $1,600, and $2,000. The thing was, I was meant to be deducting all of your wrong money, you know, your wrong questions, the money value, off of your last score. So you haven't got $1,200. You have, in fact, got about a minus $1 million.
Yeah, but you didn't do it, so it doesn't stand.
So, I mean, if I put minus $1 million there, OK.
Yeah, but at the end of a football match, if a team said, yeah, but we actually meant to score five more goals, they're not going to get those five goals, are they?
Well, they are. That's how football works. Yeah, they are. That's how football works. So, I mean, you know, for this next round, Clive, what you need to do is try whittling away at that debt of yours.
Yeah, but you haven't got a clue what you're doing, so I'm bound to lose.
No, because we've already played a round of this and it's gone swimmingly. So, would you like your categories?
Yeah.
Right, your categories are, for this round, Clive, Great Britain, Bird Elvis and Mangled Banana.
Bird Elvis.
You'd like Bird Elvis. For how much, Clive?
No, I was asking you, you've got a category called Bird Elvis?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's go with Bird Elvis for $1,600.
Oh, you're going straight in there, Clive, with a lot of money. Okay, for $1,600, Elvis has no choice but to lose his heart to an ostrich.
What is you emu lonesome tonight?
Oh, it's what is can't help falling in love with an ostrich.
Right.
So you didn't get that? Okay, would you like to pick?
No.
What?
I didn't get that, did I?
Would you like to pick your next category, Clive, and stop sulking?
What were they? Bird Elvis cheese hybrids?
You've had cheese hybrids. Mangled Banana, Bird Elvis, or Great Britain?
Let's go Great Britain, please.
Okay, for how much, Clive?
$1,200, please.
Ooh, big money. Okay, let me cross that off. Right, it's the capital of the state of Warwickshire.
Warwickshire?
Warwick? You've got it right, Clive. So, now then, $1,200 off of $1 million. What's that?
It's not going to make a dent. I wouldn't bother.
Yeah, but I mean, we need to do this correctly or the score won't be right.
Let's reset it to zero.
What, so are we allowed to do that?
Let me have a talk with the people in the gallery. They're saying yes.
OK, so that means you've got $1,200. Right, OK, well, remind me, I've got to deduct wrong answers off you this time.
I'll remind you when the time comes.
OK, you're on $1,200. Okay, Clive, you're on a roll here. You've got one right. So off you go with your next one.
Mangled Banana for $1,000, please.
Mangled Banana. There isn't a $1,000 question for Mangled Banana.
What, $1,200 then?
OK, it's a calcified banana.
It's a calcified banana.
Yeah.
What is a calcified banana?
No, it's what is a bonana.
Right.
You didn't get that, did you? I didn't know. How much was that for? Wait a minute. Bonana. 1,200. Right, what do you want next?
I'll have another mangled banana.
Mangled banana? Okay, mangled banana?
1,600 on that, please.
Okay, it's a banana at the bingo.
What is bongo?
What is a beningo?
That's what I meant to say. I was caught up with the bone from the last question.
Oh, so you answered wrong. Well, shall I ask you again? It's a banana at the bingo.
What is beningo?
What is beningo? You got that right there. That's 1,600. So hang on. So that means you got 2,800. So far, Clive, you're doing well here.
Excellent.
Okay, you see, now you're getting the swing of it, aren't you? Now you're understanding how the game works.
Yeah, it's suddenly all coming together, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah. So what was that for? 1,600 in mangled banana?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay, what do you want now? Great Britain, Bird Elvis or mangled banana? Banana, Clive.
Bird Elvis, please.
Bird Elvis, how much?
$1,000, please.
There isn't a $1,000 question in Bird Elvis.
$1,100?
$1,200?
Right, yeah.
This male chicken's been a bad, bad boy.
Whew. It's been a bad, bad boy.
This male chicken's been a bad, bad boy.
What is... Love Me Cockerel?
Oh, what is Jailhouse Cock?
Right.
You see?
Yeah, sort of.
I thought that was quite a clever one, that.
Not really.
Right, Great Britain, Bird Elvis, Mangle Banana.
Banana.
Mangle Banana, for how much?
2,000, please.
The big one. It's a cross between a banana and a potato.
What is bonato?
Oh, well done, Clive, or I would have accepted, what's a banana?
Right.
So you got, how much do you have for that? $2,000?
$2,000, yeah.
Nice one. You're on $4,800 here, Clive. You're doing well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not, because I didn't take off the money from Jailhouse Cock.
Yeah, well, don't worry about that.
1,200 off. Hold on, don't you try and swizz America. 3,600 you're on, Clive. You're all right?
Yeah, I'm
what was
all
that, 2,000?
Right, yeah. You all right?
What was it? Bird Elvis?
Yeah, let's go Bird Elvis.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, one more question in this round. You want Bird Elvis again?
Yeah.
Okay, what? How much?
Well,
you got
whatever's left.
You've got 400 and 800 left.
800, please.
You're trying to confuse me here. It's a pair of knockers with the circulation cut off sitting in a swanky pair of loafers.
A pair of knockers.
With the circulation cut off. What happens to knockers if you cut the circulation off?
They fall off.
They don't fall off, do they?
Well, it's blue something boobs.
Well, you know, what? Sitting in a swanky pair of loafers.
What is blue suede boobs?
Ah, oh, it's what is blue tit suede shoes?
Well, no, because boob would be better, wouldn't it?
No, because blue tits. Tits turn blue when you cut the circulation off them. Everybody knows this.
Well, I wouldn't know that because I've never been party to that information.
We'll be right back. After these messages.
I got this hideous diarrhea coming out of my anus. I'd rather be reading watch with mothers. But I got this diarrhea. It really needs to.
Right, how much of this is left?
Well, it's the final round of Double Jeopardy. You see?
Excellent. Yeah, go on then.
Right, so you've got some questions left. You've still got some in all three categories. Great Britain, Bird Elvis or Mangled Banana. What do you want?
Great Britain, please.
You want Great Britain, do you? What, 400, 800, 1,600 or 2,000? You've got them all left.
2G, please.
2,000 quid. It's the national dish of Scotland.
What is haggis?
What is booze?
Right.
You see?
So you have that stereotype in America, do you?
We do indeed, Clive. What is booze? So you're now down to $800. You were doing quite well.
Right.
Do you see?
Yeah, well, haggis is the official dish of Scotland, but fine.
Right, what would you like next, Clive?
Great Britain, please, Alex Trevelyan.
Okay, $400, $800, $1,600.
$600, please.
No cockney would be without his flattened hat, core blimey trousers, and this dusty thing.
What is A dustbin.
His shoes.
But that's not a question. His shoes.
1,600. You've just had knocked off your 800 quid. So that means you owe me. Now then.
Alex, can I have a word with Ben, Alex?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
What the hell is going on with this podcast?
What do you mean?
Well, for a start, it's clear you haven't ever seen an episode of Jeopardy. Neither have I.
I have. I watched one this morning. It had a big fat man in it, and it had an American woman and another fella. So there, I have watched this.
Well, in what way is his shoes a question? Is it his shoes with a question mark after it?
Well, which one are you on about? What is it? Was that a mangled banana?
So, no, we're talking Great Britain. The question would be his shoes.
Well,
bear with me.
I'm here. Hold on. 400 was it?
I don't know.
Was it the $800 question? Was it the $1,200 question? Or was it the $1,600 question?
It was the cockney one.
Right, no cockney would be without his flattened hat, cord blimey trousers, and this dirty thing.
And that's the answer.
Yes. What's his shoes?
Yeah, but you said his shoes.
I didn't.
That doesn't work anyway. What's his shoes? What's his shoes? How does that work?
Are you trying to swindle money out of me? Is this what this is?
I just wish you'd put your prep in.
Should we go back to the quiz now? Now you owe me $800.
No, you owe me, I'm still in positive money.
No, you're in minus money.
I'm in credit.
Oh, are you? You've got $800, all right?
Okay, what's his shoes?
Yes. Now then, hello, welcome back to Jeopardy. There was a bit of problem there. I'm an American. What would you like?
Hold on. Big Elvis.
Pig Elvis. Bird Elvis. You've got, in the category of Bird Elvis, you've got $400 or $800.
400, please.
The state of this blackbird... Wait a minute. The state of this blackbird after the king accidentally put it in the spin dryer after a 12-hour beef burger bender.
What is Blackbird shook up?
All rock up.
What? Yeah, but what is all rock up, surely?
Yeah, what is all rock up?
Right.
Yeah, if you said to me, what is all rock up, I would immediately say to you, why, Clive, it's the state of this blackbird after the king accidentally put it in the spin dryer after a 12-hour beef burger bender.
All right, let's try that with another example. What is shoes?
To which I would reply, no cockney would be without his flattened hat, cord blimey trousers, and this this dusty thing.
Should we move on to the big final question?
Well, no, we've got a couple left, all right? You've got right. Her Majesty's fine London, England pad.
What is Buckingham Palace?
What is Buckingham Palace? You're up to 800 again now, Clive. All right? You've still got some... You've got a question left in Bird Elvis, and you've got a couple left in Mangled Banana. What do you want?
Oh, banana, definitely.
Right, OK. If a fella's particular was a banana, it would be this.
Pinana. What is Pinana?
No, what is a manana? A manana.
Right, okay.
You see, I mean, they even look like bananas.
Well, they don't really, do they?
Well, I mean, yeah, if you whittled the end away.
If you whittled the end away?
Yes. And made it more banana-shaped.
Should we go to some messages, Alex?
Well, we've just got one more question left. Are you ready?
Yep.
There's four of them. They entertain kids... They're made off of bananas and come out of a dog's arsehole.
Which category is this in?
This is in Mangled Banana.
What is Dog Punana?
No, it's one of the banana shits. We'll be back right after these messages.
Father, is there anywhere on the internet I could go for informative television reviews?
Yes, my boy, there is. It's called Watch With Mothers. You'll find it incredibly informative, despite the fact that it's written by the mentally challenged.
Thank you, Father.
OK. Well, it's been an exciting time, hasn't it, Clive? Have you had a lovely day so far?
It's been lovely. Quite confusing, but lovely.
Well, you know, I mean, this is a foreign show, isn't it? So, I mean, you can't expect everything to be the same as it is back home in England, London, England.
Well, it's all upside down, isn't it, really?
Well, it is, exactly. So, I mean, after your two rounds of Jeopardy and Double Jeopardy...
You're meant to be American.
After your two rounds of Jeopardy and Double Jeopardy, you got yourself $800, Clive. OK. Is that better?
Yep.
Right. So for your final thing, you got your final Jeopardy question, Clive. How much of your $800 are you prepared to bet that you'll get that question right?
50-50. Let's go $400.
$400. So you're putting that at stake, Clive. Okay, are you ready for your final Jeopardy question?
Yep.
A turd.
What is the thing what comes off of a dog's arsehole?
Yay! And he's done it!
So how much does that make me?
So I mean, oh, hold on a minute. It's $800 plus $400. How much does that make? $1,200! Well, I hope you enjoyed playing Double Jeopardy, Clive.
Well,
and Jeopardy and all that. So, you know, you walk away with $1,200. I bet you're happy.
Where are you going to... are you going to transfer that Western Union or PayPal or what?
Well, Jeopardy is owned by the Sony Corporation, so I assume you just get it off of them.
So I have to trek to Sony offices in America, do I?
Well, I'll just send him an email. Say, dear Sony, you owe me $1,200 because I've won Jeopardy. Yay!
You must be very pleased. So what's his surname? Sony what?
Corporation. Mr. Sony Corporation of America. In Japan.
And what should I say?
Dear Mr. Sony Corporation of America in Japan... Please, I've just won Jeopardy. Could you send me a check for $1,200? Please, yours sincerely, Clive. I mean, I didn't think we were going to be dwelling on this, quite frankly.
Well, it's just I've not seen any of the money that is owed already, so...
What money?
Well, you know, all the other podologies and all the other game shows.
That was in a different country, though, wasn't it? This is America, can't you see?
Right. Anyway, what did you want to...
Okay, so from Jeopardy for this week, it's been nice meeting you, Clive, from all over there, from London, England, and from me, Alex Hurricane Higgins, it's goodbye. I think that was tremendously successful.
Hello, I am Eros Abbott from the Eros Abbott Laughter Show. I am here to say... Listen to what you with the madness, or I will kill you. Me, Eros Abbott. Oh my, I love a party with a happy atmosphere. Thank you.
So how do you think that went?
All right, yeah, I was rather proud of it. I thought the mangled banana questions were very nice, and the cheese ones were lovely. So, all in all, I thought it was a great success. What about yourself?
Well, it obviously fell apart at the what is shoes point for me.
The what is shoes was a... Should we call it an administrative error? There you go.
Let's just call it
let's not call it an admi. That was me falling over my tongue, wasn't it?
Probably. Well, I thought that was an unmitigated disaster.
I didn't, so, you know, it's 50-50, isn't it? We'll just have to agree to disagree with you agreeing with me.
Okay, well, anyway, listeners, this is hopefully, we're probably back on track now. It should be a regular thing.
We are now. I'm back off of my holidays. You finished going to Australia and weddings, haven't you?
Well, that was a year ago, almost.
I will just explain to the listeners, actually, the reason that Swine's Head is so grumpy today is because he ate a can of beans and he's bean bilious.
I've got a bit of bean sickness, I don't mind admitting it.
So, you're bean bilious. You've eaten far too many beans, and as a consequence of that, you came to today's podcast bean bilious. And that's why you've been a miserable sod all day, isn't it?
And then I was flummoxed by the answer. What was it? Trousers, hat?
Let me just refer to my notes. I think you'll find it... yes, the answer to the question, what is shoes, is no Cockney would be... Anyway, I think we're past that now.
Right, should we do a news gushy one next time? Because this is going to take me about 5 hours to edit.
Okay, yeah. Well, I don't mind. Anyway, I've enjoyed myself. I hope you have too.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Okay, well, it only remains for me to say goodbye, Swine's Head, you lovely boy.
Goodbye, Napoleon, you fantastic man.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, with mothers.